America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Coach, thanks so much for taking the time on a Tuesday evening. I know it's a busy night.
Yes, sir, it is. Blue, thank you for having me on. You know, it's always a pleasure that we can just sit down and discuss some high school football.
Well, no doubt. I mean, and there's a lot to discuss as far as your team this year. I mean, you guys are 1-8 of 9 games. You head into the Ransom Everglades contest with an opportunity to be one of the higher seeds when the brackets come out on Saturday. Talk about this season and the expectations that you had coming in.
I mean, you know, our coaching staff and our program wouldn't be anywhere near where they're at right now if it wasn't for the support of our administration. You know, our principal, Sister Kim, our athletic director, Nicholas Fernandez, and just everyone's support of, you know, growing the athletic program. And just that's the tip of the spear from there. And then, you know, our coaching staff, you know, from January, we just start for spring football. And, you know, we knew this team would be special. And it all came together once we went on our college tour trip in the summer. And we felt our guys really bonded well together. And we all looked at each other like, yeah, this is going to be a special year. So with that being said, the season's been, you know, it's ups, it's downs. But at the end of the day, we cannot be any happier the position that we're in. We just understand that all the work that we put in has just come to fruition now. And then from there, our new season starts, everyone 0-0, and from there it's just win or go home. So we're excited about the opportunity, and we'll just continue to work.
And you've had a good mix of talent from senior class, but all the way down to young kids as well. And that's the one thing that over the last couple of years, I think you guys have done as well as anybody, is combining a lot of these younger kids, learning not only from the coaching staff, but being guided by some senior leadership. Talk about that, because you've got talent at basically in every class, from senior all the way down to your freshman class.
Yeah, I think it's something, a testament to like the kids in our program, where it comes to understanding that the work they got to put in and, you know, having seniors and underclassmen, like, we really do feel that, you know, you're on that field, you're there to make a play. And, you know, we always tell our kids, you know, not one person is going to mess it up for everyone, you know, and I guess the level of accountability for one another. And this group just gets along so well. And it's really like a brotherhood. We've had kids that moved from, you know, Naples, we've had kids in the past move from Canada, even Frankie from Australia, even the bond that we've had here is just second to none. And I really do feel that this is a special group, and, you know, not a lot of egos, and just they're excited to see their brother score or to, you know, handle business. So I just think spread out, you know, it started with the senior group on how, you know, the sense of togetherness, and then it just spread down from there. You know, I feel, you know, we've had, you know, young talent and overlooked talent too, and places where people that they'll go to their programs, and then from there they'll come to ours, and then they're able to see, you know, a certain set of a structure or just this is something different, you know. And we all know the transfer portal, and, you know, normally, you know, we look at it like it's hard to keep a kid for 4 years, you know, so everything is just a year to year basis in it. And then from there, we really just pour into our kids and just make sure that they're getting coached well and be an opportunity to make a play. So So from there, like I tell them, hit play, and that's where the recruiters, you know, come and say, we'll offer you because, you know, ain't no coach can get a kid an offer. So, and yeah, we just want to put our kids in the best position. That's it.
You couldn't have said that loud enough because everybody thinks that other people could get them offers, but the only people can get them offers is themselves, obviously.
Yeah.
Speaking about that, a young man that we had on the show earlier this year, Brandon Kinsey, just a junior. This kid, I know he's been a delight for you and has done a tremendous job, not only on the field, but also his leadership as well, just being a junior. Talk about him a little bit.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Brandon is an exceptional player. You know, Brandon is someone who was with us his freshman year and you know, now was his junior year in it. And then just you just see the level of maturity and the sense of, like, you know, we always talk about, like, you know, seeing, you know, having the vision of doing things. And I think he is clicked for him because he sees, man, in less than 18 months, he's going to be graduating, you know, and just having that alone, you know, gives them vision, man. Like, my time is almost here. And just the level of focus where it comes to academic aspects of it. And we've had these conversations of just, or text messages when it comes to, hey, man, like, you know, let's lock in, let's do this. And he's done a phenomenal job. He's done a phenomenal job on the field, off the field, as a leader. And it's just, that's why you coach. You know, you see the level of his maturity, the level of his, of him being locked in. And I know the other guys as well see it too. And from there, it's the sky's the limit for the young man. You know, he does everything we ask, offense, defense. He plays with Wade. He never comes off the field. And his level of conditioning, and, you know, you talk about Travis Hunter, you know, we see that all around South Florida. The best players on the field will be on the field, you know, regardless of your offense, defense. And he's one at the elite level, you know, from all he wants is a hitch, and everyone knows that stiff arm's coming. Like, and I'll put a stiff arm with Duke Johnson and all of them because it's very lethal. Yeah.
Also, a young kid, Phil Jones. I mean, this kid is a sophomore. He's got great lineage, 9 sacks, done a tremendous job. I know that his family has been just tremendous, you know, over the years. Talk about him because this is a kid as a sophomore. I think he may be as highly rated as a player that you've had.
Yeah, I think the good thing about PJ is just, you know, his willingness to learn. You know, he's always willing to put in the work. He's always willing to listen. And he's grown so much from his freshman year to now his sophomore year. And, of course, every coach knows there's every aspect where it takes to continue to grow. But I think the relationship, first of all, he has with his defensive line coach, Coach Bass. Happy birthday, Coach Bass. He's done a phenomenal job with PJ and just mentoring him and just constantly, you know, being a positive role model in his life, and anything that he needs in the level of communication with his position coach is always great. But just also the fact that, you know, PJ understands, and I would have this conversation with him, that he has a name to uphold because of the legacy that he had of all the Joneses that went to Florida State and all that. And we have those conversations, you know, not, you know, it's just love those that love you, you know. So if it's Florida State or anyone else, then that's where you love. But I guess we're in the transfer portal era that whoever wants you the most is that's where you're going to play. And it's the same thing in high school in it. So I think the sky's the limit for PJ, and he just has to continue to grow and develop, you know, on the field, off the field. And from there, you know, we'll talk about him 3 years from now when he's signing his letter of intent somewhere. So.
Yeah, no doubt. Thursday night, 7:00 against Ransom Everglades. This is a great way to end the regular season. Coach, I think you're going to have to make room on the sideline for Andre and myself because we'll be there. And I appreciate you checking us out this evening. And congratulations on everything so far this year. And we'll talk to you soon.
Awesome. Yeah, you can come in and check our new facilities. It's changed a lot. So you'll be surprised.
Well, I'm ready. Well, Andre Fernandez and I will be down there, and we're excited about it. Coach, can't thank you enough.
All right. You have a good night, Blue. Thank you.
Good stuff. Coach Helder Valiev, the head coach at Miami Immaculata LaSalle. They're 8-1 going for 9-1 on Thursday to end a great regular season. Then they'll start the playoffs next week.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.